Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Claudette Levi Fornum, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. On this day, December 28, 1952, an article in the Barbados Advocate featured the development and growth of aviation on the island, highlighting the aircraft known as Miss Bim. On this trajectory, the visit of two pilots from the Trinidad Flying Club the year before exposed the Barbadians to the prospect of aviation. Out of this move, the Barbados Light Airplane Club was born, arousing much interest and support from the government and public alike. Government provided an acre of land at Sewell. The management of the club built a hangar. Lectures on flying were organized in preparation for the arrival of an aircraft. Funding dances were held, and by May, Miss Bim had arrived, making the club a functioning flying club. Miss Bim, the club's first aircraft, was an Oster airplane, which, according to the Advocate, took to the air in June 1952. She reportedly arrived in Barbados registering 150 flying hours, which by the time of the Advocate report stood at over 240 hours. There was a rigorous maintenance schedule in upkeeping the integrity of the aircraft. The utility of the aircraft was also wide and varied, as planned utilization included the plane being made available to any government department, as well as in the search for missing fishing vessels. Additionally, piloted by local instructors, Miss Bim would be offered for hire to tourists and anyone wanting to take aerial photographs of the island. However, this was not Barbados' first foray with aviation. In the 1920s, two enterprising Barbadians built a plane and christened it Miss Barbados. According to Carl Watson in his book Barbados First, The Years of Change, Jack Skinner decided he would build an aircraft from scratch. The plans and materials were imported along with a World War I rotary 50 horsepower engine. Watson tells us that almost 3 years later, with the help of his friend Sidney Weatherhead, Skinner assembled the aircraft, and it was deemed airworthy by a flight engineer from a visiting Royal Navy vessel. Piloted by World War I Royal Air Force veteran Noel Nichols, Miss Barbados took off from Inchmarlow in Christchurch. After a 20-minute flight, the engine failed, and Nichols managed to glide back to Inchmarlow for a crash landing, which he survived. The success of Miss Bim through the operations of the Barbados Light Airplane Club was reported on this day, December 28, 1952. She was the realization of Barbadian interest in flight, borne out by the building of the first aircraft on the island, her forerunner, Miss Barbados.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.